All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of 100 Books a Year with Kevin. Today, I'm really excited to start a new series. I finished this book called The Lessons in Stoicism. And then if you're familiar with this podcast, right, like I'm a fan of Ryan Holiday, right? He is a big Stoicism guy. And I read his books. His, you know, books is straightforward, and there's a lot of examples and stories, which is great. I still believe that, you know, Ryan Holiday is probably one of the best non-fictional storyteller out there. But I finished this book called Lessons in Stoicism today by John Seller. I think his interpretation is really short, concise, and spot on. It's only like 60 pages. I finished it in like a couple hours, made detailed notes, and then just trying to pass on my learning, I guess, to you guys in a series of short episodes. I'm probably going to record them all today, maybe like 3-4 of them. And then we will release it once every couple of days for the next week or so. So the entirety of the length of this book is probably going to be, I don't know, 20 to 30 minutes, but hopefully we can kind of start off with little tidbits and then give you kind of what I've learned from Stoicism and kind of go from there. So today, let's just kickstart the series by talking about the foundation, right? So the premise of Stoicism, according to author John, is, you know, like, how do we take care of human suffering, right? Or how do we think about it? How do we approach it? And those, I guess, ancient philosophers, right? Back in Greek, in Athens, they are thinking is, hey, the reason that you're suffering is because of the way that you think. It's about the way that you approach certain situation, right? So Socrates, for example, believed that the task of a philosopher is to take care of one's soul. Okay, but now another question is, what is soul, right? How do we categorize it? And Socrates believed that soul is anything that is immaterial. Anything that's material is not soul. Anything that's supernatural, anything that is not a physical creation that we cannot feel, that we cannot touch it, then it's part of the soul. Then how should we take care of one's soul? And the overwhelming summary of the answer is we need to be virtuous. How do we become virtuous, right? And then it kind of goes down to two categories. One is we need to have a good character, whether you can argue it's moral or kind of the virtue of being moral or being fair, being honorable, right? Or on the other hand, is be a good human. I think those two kind of have some kind of overlap between them. And the number one thing that we should think about is, okay, if we're on a path of, to Stoicism, right? If we're on the path of having good character and trying to be a good human, where should we start? And John summarizes this from other writings. We should start by thinking about what do we control. Epictetus, right, which is a very famous philosopher, he writes a lot about human unhappiness and, you know, happiness in reverse. And Epictetus believed that the origin of human unhappiness is we tend to misclassify it, right, or miscategorize it. To put it more simply, we think we have control, well, in reality, we don't, right? So what exactly do we have control over? He believed there are two things, right? One is judgment, and two is things that we derive from our judgment. So an example is how we think about things that are happening in our lives, right? So just a quick summary is, okay, we're trying to live a very happy, very stoic life. How should we do it? Focus on our soul, by doing what? Have good character and be a good human. And then we achieve that by controlling our judgment, which is pretty much the only thing that we can control. So why judgment is important is it really determines how we act, right? It's a source of our action. And then it controls our desires and impulses. So we actually have 100% like complete control of our judgment. And when we achieve that, then happiness will be in our complete control as well. So there's a clear relationship between controlling our judgment and controlling our happiness. So if you were to take a look at it from another perspective, if we place our judgment of happiness on material things, I say how we look, what we own, what kind of career that we have, what kind of cars we drive, what kind of spouses that we have, we essentially are handed over our happiness to those things, right? Which in a sense, we're not taking care of our soul because of that, right? So that is a wrong way to do it according to the Stoics. So what boils down to is developing the right attitude for happiness or judgment or things that we come across in our life. And once we can figure that, we have figured out that process, the outcome doesn't matter, right? Because according to John, most of the Stoics writing, like they kind of have a similarity where they think all of life is like we strive to act like we are, we strive to act the best that we can, and we cannot completely control the outcome. So we're going to focus on the first part. And in this case, it's judgment. Okay, perfect. So quick session today. And then next time, we're going to talk about problem with emotion.